Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now then, this has been quite the month for all the new things coming out that we get here about on a regular basis. Yes. And next week we're going to have a new book by Bob Woodward and co-author Robert Costa. Bob Woodward, one of the All the President's Men kind of guys, which has some stunning revelations about the events of the last several months. And this will be particularly about General Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I want to talk about those simply because this is one of those things where it's a smoking gun bombshell, one on top of the other, that has very, very, very troubling implications. These are troubling for me, they're troubling for you, they're troubling for anybody in the United States. Not just because about what happened, but what could also happen again, and, you know, how are we to know how far it's going to go? The big reason is because General Milley is still the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today. The bottom line of the book called Peril is that for a time, Milley established in America a military dictatorship. He not only went around Trump, he put himself ahead of Trump. And he did this with the consent and collusion of Nancy Pelosi. Now, on its level ahead here, this seems so staggering in and of itself. But on top of this treason, there's a double treason. Namely that Milley, in addition to making himself the commander-in-chief, was in charge, in effect, of the nuclear codes. And he was the head of the government. And on top of that, after he joins forces with a political adversary in Nancy Pelosi. He goes around Trump. Then he calls the head of the Chinese military. And he tells them that he will warn them if the United States decides to attack. So if Trump gives the order to attack, Milley will tip off the Chinese. Now, when we invaded Panama, we knew right up to 5 hours prior to touching down, we knew exactly where Manuel Noriega was. And that's what it was about. It was going and getting Noriega. It was an arrest. It was a raid. And somebody called him and tipped him off. And most everybody that died in the invasion of Panama died in the invasion of Panama because there was no way to get our hands on Noriega faster. So we had to go through the city looking for him. I don't even know what to say about this, because the Chinese, this would not be a, we're not going to China to arrest anybody. This would be an all-out war. And this guy's saying, I'm going to tip you off. It's outrageous. And it's terrifying. And I don't think anything like this has happened before in American history. I don't think it's ever happened in the Pentagon. I don't think it's ever happened among the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm having a hard time thinking what the these implications cannot be understood. They are huge. And I think that even though the Democrats are working hard to sort of quickly do damage control here, Milley, of course, has not said a word. And the GOP is, at the moment, silent about this. Largely silent. We can't be largely silent. We have to look at what seems to have happened, and we have to think it through. Milley was concerned that President Trump was going to, quote, go rogue. So he summoned the top generals and did an Alexander Haig on them. He basically told them that Trump isn't in charge. He's in charge. And that no matter what they're told, no matter what Trump tells them, they do the procedure, they do the process, but he's part of that procedure. And then apparently Milley goes around the room and gets all of the generals to take a kind of collective oath, pinky swear. Do you swear, do you swear, do you swear? And all of the generals in the room at the time apparently gave their word that they would not do anything that Trump said without going through Milley. Typically that's called a coup or a conspiracy or both. Now, Milley, in addition to this, was working with Pelosi hand-in-hand. And that may seem obvious. He's trying to, you might say, well, he's going through the Democratic process. Pelosi is part of the leadership of a different branch of government, right? So Pelosi says to Milley, reportedly from the book, you know he's crazy, referring to Trump. He's been crazy for a long time. Now, Pelosi, this is not treasonous on her part. That's her opinion, and she's entitled to say it. But what's interesting is that Milley goes, Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. So Milley is basically saying, you and I together can sidestep Trump. We can make Trump not the president for a while. I, Milley, will be the president in the meantime. And then Milley calls General Lee the head of the Chinese military. He allegedly stated, General Lee, you and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. Sort of telling him, I can't take control of the nuclear codes by myself, but I can at least give you a full warning. You really need to consider what's going on here. And your question number one is going to be, how does Bob Woodward know any of this? This book is based on 200 interviews with witnesses and firsthand participants. Documents, calendars, diaries, emails, and meeting notes. And the key point is that Woodward and Costa claim they have the exclusive transcript of Milley's call, not only with Pelosi, but with the Chinese general. And that's referred to as a smoking gun. If they can produce those calls, then there needs to be hearings. And there needs to be, and those calls need to be produced. The Vindman brothers, if you remember those milquetoasts, Alexander Vindman stated, if this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority. He broke the chain of command. He violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It's an extremely dangerous precedent. You can't simply walk away from that. There's more to this than him quitting. This is treason, and it's treason twice. Remember when Milley was in front of Congress and he was worried about white rage and he wanted to go study what made these people try to overthrow the Constitution on January the 6th? The January 6th protesters didn't have an insurrection. Milley did. They didn't have a coup. Milley did. They posed no threat to the Constitution. Milley does. This has got to be taken all the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. President Trump came out into the limelight on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, looking infinitely more presidential, surrounded by adoring first responders, than the kid-sniffing scarecrow currently inhabiting the Oval Office. He was in fine form, and he raised questions about what he was going to do in 2024. The problem for those of us who want to know the answer is that there is no answer yet. There's this weird, ghoulish delight in the alleged deaths of the alleged anti-vaccine people from alleged COVID as well. Remember, they would cheer your death too. We'll come back to that in a minute. First, back to the president, the former president. Understand that no one knows what Trump's going to do in 24, including Trump himself. He may have a general inclination, but as the cinematic Lawrence of Arabia famously observed, nothing is written. He might run, he might not. We'll find out in 2023. But the savvy play, and Trump is absolutely savvy, despite the fervent insistence of the people he has ridden circles around, is to project strategic ambiguity. He told his fans, "I think you'll like what I've decided." And he's right. They'll like whatever he does because he will do something they like. Whether he chooses to run or chooses to play kingmaker, he'll do what his supporters want. This is another vanity of the elite. The notion that Trump's people are in thrall of him. That's actually a misreading. Though we should not correct our opponent's mistake. Trump did not create the populist wave. He merely surfed it. And his people may not want him to run again. Polls show conservatives are split between him and some other as yet unnamed rival. And this is not because those cons are anti-Trump, though allegedly telling people on 9/11 that this past election would somehow be decertified was not, if Trump actually said it, helpful. And that kind of distraction can be frustrating. You can be fully pro-Trump and assess that he's not the right strategic and or tactical choice to win in 2024. He does have weaknesses, primary among them a committed core of people who know and hate him. His candidacy would revive the wars of the last 5 years. And that would be a problem. His big asset is likewise that he is a known commodity. It is now obvious to everyone who is awake that he accomplished a bunch of great things over 4 years in the face of an unbearable headwind. Everybody was against him. His side, the other side, the middle side, the upside, the downside. Everybody was against him. And it's taken this desiccated old zombie only about 8 months to completely screw things up. So will Trump run? Maybe. He won't if he thinks he'll lose. And his instincts are pretty good, though not perfect. My insider info is split, some saying yes, some saying no. I suspect that would make Trump smile. He'll let us know when he thinks it's time. And until then, we're all just guessing. Back to the COVID. There's a cottage industry among leftists of getting tubinerific over the alleged deaths of people who allegedly were anti-vaccine or COVID deniers or other designated bad people. Apparently, an ironic death is the worst kind of death, and also apparently leftists get a pass for celebrating their deaths if the people who are dead have been labeled as unworthy. Been a few conservative radio talk show hosts that have been anti-vax that have died, as you know, not because of this irony, but they have died recently. You've never quite heard of most of these people. And you can be sure that you never would have, but for whatever lesson we're supposed to draw from their demises. But the lesson is that Joe Blow died of COVID and he didn't think everyone should be forced to get an injection. Ta-da! Now, I guess somebody thinks this implies something, and my question would be what? I got the vaccination, but I do not think you should be forced to get the vaccination. I actually believe that freedom is more important than going on living as a serf. And sometimes you have to make a choice. And I made my choice. And I support you in making your choice. But this, of course, assumes what no one should assume. That we have been provided straight, honest information by the lying garbage media about what these people actually believed about vaccines, COVID, Q, and anything else. And one common element in these teachable moments is their perfection. The facts you were presented with always, which always fit precisely into a framework of support for the establishment media and the establishment narrative. And they're too good to check. Like the story about the Oklahoma hospitals packed to the gills with horse dewormer ODs. A lawyer would tell you that anybody telling you exactly what you want to hear is probably talking a bunch of junk. But let's assume that it's true. A big assumption, but let's go with it. Some rando says, I would rather risk death than take the vaccine. I guess he's risking death then, and he knows it and chose it. And some guys are going to make that bet and roll craps, but about 99.9999% are not. You know. Here's Donald Duckworth of Ruralville, America. He thinks his immune system is sufficient to stop COVID and refuse the vaccine. Last week he tested positive for COVID, felt bad for a couple of days, and is now fine. Not a whole lot of a story there, but an infinitely more common one than local COVID denier struck dead for his heresy. This is Sarah Q person. She believes strongly in Q and that the COVID virus was created by the Chinese in association with the Trilateral Commission. She died yesterday after being hit by a Rage Against the Machine tour bus while the band was headed to play at the world's crappiest county fair. Once again, not a great story as far as the narrative goes, though it is always important to emphasize just how terrible Rage Against the Machine might be. Even people we trust say that if you don't take the vaccine, you're probably at a higher risk than people who have. And death is a potential consequence. And maybe you choose to face it. But this is the risk of living life. It's always present, always going to be present. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a $3.5 trillion budget package before the government runs out of funding October 1st. But Texas Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger accuses President Biden of trying to change the subject from the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We're not going to let this administration shift the narrative away from the real disaster. We are less secure because of them. Whether it's Afghanistan or at our southern border, we need the president and the vice Vice President to go there to acknowledge that this is a problem.
Weekly jobless numbers on the way up. The Labor Department reporting 351,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News. President Biden set to visit Chicago next week. He'll be in town on Wednesday to put a spotlight on how critical it is to adhere to COVID-19 vaccine requirements for businesses. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker are both staunch backers of Biden's domestic agenda, with state and city governments receiving a huge amount of federal funds to offset economic damage from the pandemic. The White House is advising federal departments and agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House is doing everything possible to avoid that outcome.
We are taking every step we can to mitigate the impacts of a potential shutdown on our pandemic response, economic recovery, or other priorities.
The government runs out of money on September 30th without a congressional agreement to extend funding. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know what? The fencing's going up around the Capitol again. You know why? Well, there's going to be a rally. There have been over 400 arrests stemming from the January 6th riot that has incorrectly been dubbed an armed insurrection. It was not worse than 9/11. It was not worse than Pearl Harbor. And it was nowhere near as bad as the Civil War. But that's the narrative they keep trying to push in the newsrooms. Everybody else has moved on with their lives. No one cares. MSNBC, CNN, they don't count. It was not our nation's best day. It was dark, sort of. But it was a fracas slash riot. Nothing more. And at the end of the day, what occurred were many instances of trespassing on federal property. But even that, for me, becomes a thing where I'm sitting here saying, how do you trespass in the people's house? Only one person died inside the building, and her name was Ashley Babbitt. She was killed by the Capitol Police. Capitol Police Officer Brian Thicknick, who the leftist media erroneously said was killed by the rioters, died of natural causes. And what the hell happened to the guy who planted pipe bombs at the headquarters at the Republican and Democratic parties? Where did he go? In the meantime, some of the jail sentences that prosecutors are gunning for are sort of outrageous. And now a federal judge has concerns about the constitutionality of the charges. Yesterday, a federal judge questioned whether the obstruction of an official proceeding charge that has been levied against at least 235 defendants in the Capitol riot cases is unconstitutionally vague. During a lengthy hearing Wednesday for the conspiracy case involving 18 members of the supposedly far-right extremist group Oath Keepers, U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta from the District of Columbia asked about the determinations prosecutors used to file a felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding of Congress. And he said, according to the Washington Post, essentially what you said is trust us. And that is a real problem when it comes to criminal statutes, to suggest we know it when we see it and we'll pick and choose when it is an appropriate exercise of prosecutorial discretion. Defense attorneys, including David W. Fisher, who is representing co-defendant Thomas Edward Caldwell, have argued that the felony charge is not being properly applied to the case, claiming that the congressional certification of Electoral College votes did not meet the definition of an official proceeding. The felony charge, which has been brought against the Capitol riot defendants, in addition to other misdemeanor offenses, carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Moss also expressed questions on the charge in a separate hearing last month, noting that the government must present a clear differentiation between obstructing an official proceeding and lesser charges that carry maximum punishments of 6 months in prison. Judge Mehta is an Obama appointee. The plan for Democrats is to use this to gin up the base ahead of a midterm election year, since Joe Biden isn't giving his party many accomplishments to tout on the stump. It was never about the truth, it was about the narrative. Trump, his supporters, the GOP, rural Americans, all of us, we're all Nazis. That's a lie. Yet everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. That moment came when Afghanistan collapsed last month, and Joe Biden decided to leave Americans behind because he didn't want to make the Taliban mad by extending the August 31st departure deadline. Taliban rejected any extension, and we caved, to the terrorists. Yeah. Switching gears a little bit. Right now, the Democrats, one thing they're going to be clutching onto is Gavin Newsom surviving his recall election by 64% to 35% margin. According to CNN, no is the only thing that was expressed tonight. Newsom, who will now finish out his term, said Tuesday night, "We said yes to science, yes to vaccines, yes to ending this pandemic." According to Deadline, scoring a near blowout, Newsom is likely to see his victory as an affirmation of his COVID-19 policies, as exit polls said that the coronavirus was the number one issue in the state. But it also may be a roadmap for him and other Democrats going into next year's midterm elections, in that they will embrace COVID-19 restrictions as an electoral winner. Newsom leaned into the need to mask and vaccine mandates as a way to curb the pandemic, contrasting his position with that of Elder, who said that he would roll the restrictions back. So it's a big deal that in a blue state, it is so deeply blue that they have a veto-proof supermajority, that a blue state governor with a huge Democrat registered majority somehow won his recall election. That's not a whole lot of news, nor is the breakdown. The rural counties voted against him. The big blue coastal cities voted for him. Democrats outnumber Republicans in voter registrations 40-25. And Democrats who've been elected have made the state a shamble for decades. And in other words, it's not just from Newsom that the state is a mess. So there's no new sense of a huge sudden crisis, which probably worked to Newsom's advantage. Rolling blackouts and high energy prices and wildfires and unchecked crime and homelessness have all become a way of life in California. A big, big, big gun control regime. Republican voter registrations have declined because a lot of Republicans have split. So it's not that big a surprise that Newsom won. It would have been a bigger surprise if he'd lost. Democrats, however, you should not count this as a national model at all. He, in fact, ran an ad hominem hate Elder campaign, painting him solely as Trump, and unfortunately, Elder couldn't fight it. Newsom had the cash from his billionaire patrons across the country that Elder couldn't match, as well as the support of the entire Democrat political machine. He also had unions working hard to increase turnout, which means he got favors to, he's got favors to repay now. Larry Elder also had some other significant disadvantages, starting with his status as an outsider. Where still he distanced himself from Trump and his operatives early on. And that deprived him of political muscle, even as he was painted with the Trump brush, leaving him in the worst of both worlds. And Newsom had the entire Democratic establishment backing him, starting with Biden, Kamala Harris, all the, and while those politicians are unpopular generally, they do hold a powerful office, signaling to voters that Newsom had political power. And that's attractive to some voters repelled by political weakness. And Elder had none of that because he distanced himself from Trump and was standing there all by himself. So this was no big deal. It was not a surprise. It would have been a gigantic surprise if Larry Elder had won. But you shouldn't think that's the national model. That's so far from it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I want to point out a couple of things about how preposterous this rogue thing that Milley supposedly has, you know, this mindset that supposedly the president was under. And from the book, an excerpt from the book, twice in the final months of the Trump administration, the country's top military officer was so fearful that the president's actions might spark a war with China that he moved urgently to avert armed conflict. In a pair of secret phone calls, General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, assured his Chinese counterpart, General Li Zhosheng, of the People's Liberation Army, that the United States would not strike, according to a new book by the Washington Post associate editor Bob Woodward and national political reporter Robert Costa. So I don't guess this is from the book. This is from something else. One call took place on October 30th, 2020, 4 days before the election that unseated Trump. The other on January 8th, 2021, 2 days after the Capitol siege carried out by his supporters in a quest to cancel the vote. Here's what I'm going to tell you about starting an armed conflict. Unless Trump was going to go nuclear, there is no time that there was ever any indication or any buildup. You have to build up forces. You have to pre-position them. You have to project that force. You have to take them somewhere. And the way we do things is we do this massive buildup. You know, so unless he was going to go nuclear, which that's never indicated as far as so far at this moment. But, you know, let's dive a little deeper into this. First call was prompted by Milley's review of intelligence, suggesting the Chinese believed the United States was preparing to attack. That belief, the author's right, was based on tensions over military exercises in the South China Sea, and deepened by Trump's belligerent rhetoric towards China. That was actually the fourth quarter war games thing where we figured out that China would clean our clock. That's the one where the Taiwan scenario was involved. So Millie makes the call, says, "General Lee, I want to assure you that the American government is stable and everything is going to be okay. We're not going to attack or conduct any kinetic operations against you." And he went so far as to pledge he would alert his counterpart in the event of a U.S. attack, stressing the rapport they'd established through a back channel. "General Lee, you and I have known each other for now 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise." So Lee took the chairman at his word. In the second call, placed to address Chinese fears after the events of January the 6th, Lee wasn't as easily assuaged, even after Milley promised him, "We're 100% steady. Everything is fine, but democracy can be sloppy sometimes." Why was he rattled about that? Or was he watching the news? Maybe that's what it was. He was watching the news. And Lee remained rattled, and Milley, who did not relay the conversation to Trump, according to the book, understood why. The chairman, 62 at the time, was chosen by Trump in 2018, believed the president had suffered a mental decline after the election, a view he communicated to Nancy Pelosi in a phone call on January the 8th. And he agreed with her evaluation that Trump was unstable, believing that China could lash out if it felt at risk from the unpredictable and vengeful American president. Milley took action. So the same day, he called the admiral overseeing the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, the military unit responsible for Asia and the Pacific region, recommended postponing the military exercises, and the admiral complied. Milley also summoned senior officers to review the procedures for launching nuclear weapons, saying the president alone could give the order, but crucially that he, Milley, also had to be involved. The chairman knew he was pulling a Schlesinger, resorting to measures resembling the ones taken on August 1974 by James R. Schlesinger, the Secretary of Defense at the time. Schlesinger told military officials to check with him and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs before carrying out any orders from President Richard M. Nixon, who was facing impeachment at the time. Though Milley went further, he went furthest in seeking to stave off a national security crisis. His alarm was shared throughout the highest ranks of the administration, the authors revealed. CIA Director Gina Haspel, for instance, reportedly told Milley, "We are on the way to a right-wing coup." Top of all of that, he allegedly interfered in the ability of the president to solely dictate military nuclear action by telling senior military officials that no action should be taken. So, former military colonel detailed to Tucker Carlson how wrong this was. He said that the Joint Chiefs chair has no statutory authority over operational forces of any kind. That means he was not in a position to order anyone in the armed forces to say or do anything. Can't do it. He's preeminently the senior military advisor to the president. That's it. All that's it. So in theory, before he could make such a phone call to the Chinese counterpart, he would discuss the subject of the phone call with the president. He certainly would not do something without coordinating with the National Security Advisor and the Secretary of State, because this is beyond defense. This is a foreign policy statement that he is making. Colonel McGregor said that Milley had violated the law if this story was true, and he needed to be questioned by Congress under oath. From a military standpoint, regarding who has the power to do what, McGregor said this is wrong. And he also pointed out how false the claim is from Milley, noting that the president couldn't launch a nuclear weapon by himself anyway, that he has a consultative process that runs through the Secretary of Defense to Strategic Command. It has nothing to do with General Milley, although he could speak up as an advisor. So this Milley claim that he's somehow saving America and the world from a rogue president who hadn't actually done anything to prompt this is just a nonsense story. And indeed, the rogue here is Milley. Colonel McGregor then pointed out that if Milley really had an issue with Trump that he couldn't act in accordance with, that he had the option to resign. That would be the proper action to take. That's what you do if you're dealing with someone you feel you can't support, but Milley didn't do that. Then they discussed the conversation with Pelosi. So Pelosi, who's basically acting at the behest of the opposing party against the sitting president of the United States, saying that, you know, Milley was taking command of everything at the Pentagon. McGregor also said that Milley had been in contact with Chuck Schumer. And if you want to talk about a coup, it's the Democrats who are committing the very thing that they accused Trump of doing. McGregor called Washington, D.C. occupied territory, meaning an area with these politicians who were not representing the will of the people, that they don't ask what the people think on any of the consequential issues, whether it's immigration or going to war. And McGregor finished by saying the whole story was that, as alleged, was nonsense. Trump was never someone who was going to launch a nuclear strike out of the blue against anybody. Indeed, Trump was the first one in quite some time that had not gotten us involved in a new war in quite a few years. And, you know, the whole thing, this whole thing is a lie, based on a lie. And, of course, that's why the left was pushing this story, to lie about Trump. But they didn't get the people would see through it and see how much it confirms their unconstitutional actions against him. This was treason. If Schumer and Pelosi were involved in this, that was treason. This is a coup. This is an insurrection. There is no middle ground here. We got to stay on this one. Coming up next, we're going to talk about access to justice with Paloma Capana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.